here's a quick question for you, Jordan. This is longer than the normal we'll do it another day.
Okay.
But when Jesus was on the cross and the one of the criminals said, you know, help, you know, forgive me, and he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Did he mean exactly that day? And then if so, when Jesus died, I thought he had to go down to Hades to get the keys and then come up. So how does that work?
Well, he did mean that very day.
That's what I thought.
When he went down, of course, he was the one that had the keys. Okay? He got, you know, he took them away from the adversary.
And when he
resurrection, he let them out.
Wasn't Hades and paradise in essentially the same area in the middle of the earth?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And don't forget, Hades was in two compartments.
There was a gulf that separated the two.
Right.
But Jordan, he did preach to the spirits that were in chains, didn't he?
Yeah, but he went there in his resurrection body after he rose from the dead.
He went back there in his resurrection body?
Mm-hmm. That's what it says in 2 Peter 3, 18 and 19.
Do you have any of that on your website?
I don't know if I do. I mean, but you can do a search for that passage, 2 Peter 3:19.
2 Peter 3:19. Okay, that's it. That's all I have.
So that that supports the contention that Christ, when he after his crucifixion, only visited the paradise section.
No, that's the thing. Instead, if you look at, let me share the screen. All right, I'll get those two verses up. Okay, 2 Peter, might be 1 Peter, let me see.
For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
And then verse 19.
By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
So you see, he was made alive in the flesh, after he was put to death in the flesh by the Spirit, and then in his resurrection body, he went and preached to the spirits in prison. And those spirits in prison are said in verse 20 to be those ones that were disobedient in the days of Noah, okay, the fallen angels.
Isn't that when he led captivity captive?
Well, he led captivity captive before. I mean, when he went, when he got the keys from the adversary, he opened the prison up for those that were on the paradise side, and he went up. See, for example, in Ephesians 4, what does it say in verse 8, 9, and 10 on the right?
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
Okay. I 8 or 18?
8 through 10 on the right.
Wherefore he saith when he, part of it's chopped off on my screen.
Hold on a second. All right. Can you see it now?
No, sir.
Can you see it now?
No, it's the other way from side to side. It's chopped.
I can
see everything on the left, but only half on the right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll read it for everybody so they can hear.
I'll read you.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Okay. Now, that thing on high is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. See that? Being in the brightness of it on the left is what verse 8 is talking on the right in Ephesians 4. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding of all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Lower parts of the earth. Of course, he did that, after taking him down off the cross. Okay? And verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens. So again, 1:3. So that's the leading of captivity captive all goes together when he ascended up on high. He took those saints that were down in paradise and he brought them up high to where he was. And that's why you see what you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, don't you? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. But God knoweth such as one who was caught up into the third heaven. And then, so he says in verse 4 that he was caught up into paradise. So you see that paradise was translated to the third heaven, correct?
It was translated then or translated after he died? When was it translated?
It was translated as an ascension in verse 8 on the right. Okay. And so now you see what you see in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. What do you see then? And 23.
But ye are
come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect or complete. So you see that there you see that the saints, the just men, he says, first just to make perfect or complete, they're in that heavenly Jerusalem there. It's where God, where God is, the judge of all.
Okay. Can you tie that to Colossians 2:15?
Colossians 2:15. It cannot be tied to that. Colossians 2:15 is talking about different principalities and powers. Well, it's talking about principalities and powers, but it's not talking about verse 14. Well, maybe it is in the sense that the cross is a verse 14. But a different subject is here concerning the principalities and powers.
I was speaking of triumphing over them in it.
Now, the word triumph being over and then it, that's where people don't understand what the principalities and powers of verse 15 are. They're not the evil ones. They're the good ones. Because what he says, yes, it says having robbed or spoiled or literally robbed or plundered those principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, leading them in a triumphant procession. That's what that word triumphing over them is, meaning leading them in a triumphant procession. Why did he take them in a triumphant? What do these principalities have and powers have before that they do not have now? Now that the Lord ascended, okay, and took what they had away. Well, the answer is verse 16. He says, "Let no man therefore judge you and me respect to the holy day of new man." You see, the angels were the ministers or the custodians of the law. You see that at least in three verses, okay. In Acts chapter 7, in Stephen's address, what you read in verse 53, I'm going to put that on the right, so you can tie Colossians 2:15 to these three verses that I'm going to give you. Acts 7, verse 53, who have received the law by the disposition, that word disposition, literally administration of angels, and have not kept it. So who were the administrators of the law? The angels, weren't they?
What book was that? I can't see it on the screen.
Acts chapter 7, verse 53.
Oh, okay. I guess I can see it.
All right. Now I'm going to take you to another one. It says the same thing. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul's saying it, verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed, that's Christ, should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained, again, or administered by angels in the hand of a mediator. The law was ordained, it was administered again by angels in the hand of a mediator. Okay? Mediator, Moses was the mediator between God and Israel. Okay? Now, so the angels were, again, the mission of the law. Same thing in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2. Now, a lot of references. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2. For the word spoken by angels, if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, then how shall we escape if we met so great a salvation which began to be spoken of by the Lord? To see the word of the angels in contrast again to the word of salvation. The word of the angels was the law, it was judgment. Okay? So when God, when Christ ascended on high, he stripped the ministry, those principalities and powers of the ministry of the law, and now what ministry is in effect? Verse 17. Colossians 2, verse 17. Just stay with the context. He says, the law, those things that these holy days of the law are a shadow of things to come, but the body is what? Is of what?
Christ.
Right, see? And therefore, if you're going to hold on to the law, who, what are you not holding on to in verse 19? You're not holding fast ahead if you're holding on to the law, aren't you?
Right.
Okay. So you see how that all fits. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the angels...
I hope this is getting recorded, Eric.
Yeah, it is. So the angels' authority was stripped.
Right. The angels' authority was stripped.
But when Christ was on the earth, he was a little lower than the angels.
Right. And he was under the law, was he not?
So he was still under tutorial and governorship right. of the law. He didn't receive his adoption.
And he taught the people to be under the law, didn't he?
Right.
And these were holy angels that were stripped of...
Right, holy angels. Correct.
Wow. That's a welcome twist.
Yeah. Well, it's a blessed truth, isn't it?
I appreciate that, Jordan. Thank you. I'm gonna let you go and get something to eat.
All right. Jordan, stop
with you. That was excellent. I hope you got that down
Eric's got it.
Eric's got it.